This minute from Elgin's history is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of May 25th, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. There are some that shudder when the number 13 is uttered. Not Elgin resident John Shapner, an Elgin National Watch employee. Shapner voiced, "Give me 13," when the number was offered by police magistrate George Thompson. It was the sale of the city's license plates. The plates were selling like hotcakes, according to observers. Number one went to P.N. Musser. W.J. Brown took number two. Electrical equipment, including motors, generators, metering, and switches, will be completed at the Elgin Water Pumping Station. The equipment will enable the city to generate power and operate its own water pumping stations. The installation of the equipment will save the city some $7,500 annually, according to Mayor Arwin Price and Commissioner John Russell. Current cost for operating the city's pumping facilities is about $400 per well, with additional wells being added. Price indicated the denial of a city electric generating plant, but suggested the savings at the pumping stations will be a reality. Eldon Whitcomb Flaum, a graduate of Elgin High School, will do so at age 14. He finished the 8 elementary grades in 4 years, now will be a high school graduate. He's a regular kid, according to his classmates. He likes baseball, is a member of the Spanish club, and plays the clarinet. The son of Mrs. and Mr. W.C. Flaum of Prospect Street has two sisters, both in the high school. Marie is a 13-year-old sophomore. 11-year-old Lucille is a freshman. Association of Commerce Secretary E.W. Brown announced some 404 enameled street signs will soon be present to announce Elgin roadways. The street signs will be installed without charge by the city administration. Those were the headline news stories from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum, 360 Park Street, Elgin.